All right, so October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Cancer's big. I think we all know or are related to, or perhaps even ourselves, somebody who has suffered from cancer. Huge in my family. Took my mother's life. But let's talk about this. There's apparently a blood test now. There's a lot of advancements that are coming from cancer. And, well, let's get the lowdown here. She is a cancer survivor herself. An author, a guest speaker, loves talking on the subject because she's passionate about it, having gone through it, and the author of My Wild Ride, How to Thrive After Breast Cancer and Infidelity. CJ Grace is with us. CJ, it's great to have you on your morning wake up.
Thank you, Mike. Glad to be here.
We're way further down the line, aren't we? I mean, we're way better at discovering cancer, finding cancer. In fact, this blood test, we want to get into this, but and even staving off certain cancers way further than we were even, say, 20 years ago.
Absolutely. I mean, the survival statistics are much better than they have ever been. So, that, for example, in my case, as a two-time breast cancer survivor, the statistics for early-stage non-metastatic breast cancer survival, the five-year survival statistics, are close to 100%, which is very good.
Holy cow. Yeah. If you keep up on the mammograms and the stuff, you got to detect it early, I suppose, right?
That's right. I mean, the mammograms are tried and tested. That's a tried and tested diagnostic tool. I would have to say the new Galeri blood test, not quite tried and tested yet.
Okay. And for women, is number one, is it breast cancer? And for guys, is it, colon cancer, something like that, prostate?
Colon and prostate. I mean, cancer in general is the number two cause of death in the United States. But breast cancer, for example, one in eight women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime. Of course, I got it twice because I have one of those BRCA genes that makes me more susceptible to getting breast cancer.
Yeah, it is it predominant in your family?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about this. Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, they made a presentation to the European Society of Medical Oncology. They met in Paris, and apparently there's a blood test now that'll even... it can spot cancer way before any kind of symptoms even show up. What is this all about?
Yeah, Grail, the company producing this Galeri test, claims it's designed to detect more than 50 cancers, as well as their location in the body before symptoms are present, with a very low positive rate. But, you know, as a two-time breast cancer survivor, as I told you, my own oncologist told me that I should not do this test. She said it's not ready for prime time. And one of the things that people need to be aware of is that it costs $949 and it's not FDA approved, so you won't get your insurance to cover it. And you do need a prescription to get it, which I think is a very good thing because you need to ask your own doctor if it's right for you because everybody is different and it's better for some people than it is for others.
Do you think there's a little bit of skepticism about the mainstream cancer fight out there? Because I've said this in the past, and I have been, like I said, my mother, she had cancer nine different cancers in her life.
Oh, my God.
But she lived to the ripe old age of 83. But, I participate in the Relay for Life and all of that stuff. But if we ever do completely wipe out cancer, everybody whose job depends on it is out of work. Is that a problem, you think?
It's big business. It's big business. And certainly, I did both conventional and alternative treatments. And I will say that, sometimes if you have a non-patentable alternative treatment that actually works very well for cancer, they might well shut you down faster than if you have a meth lab in your basement. I'm sorry to say, it is big business. And so there are wonderful things in conventional medicine, but there are also some very effective things in the alternative world that cannot get prime time because they are not money makers. That's the problem.
Now, I will say, having with cancer in my family. I'm very cognizant of it. I get the, you know, the checks and all that. But I've always said if it ever does show up, all hands on deck. I'm going with everything, conventional medicine, non-conventional medicine. I'm going to, you know, the mountaintop and meditate, whatever I got to do. But then there is a danger in that, is there not? I mean, if something's not regulated, not checked into too much, you could be doing more harm than good, couldn't you?
That's why you have to do your research. You know, when I wrote my book, My Wild Ride, How to Thrive After Breast Cancer and Infidelity, because I dealt with it with both of those things, and one often follows the other.
Wow.
I did a lot of research, and I embraced my inner journalist because I used to work for the BBC. And information is power. You need to talk to people who've been through it. You need to find out how good individual practitioners are. You need to do your research, do your reading, and that's how you find out what's good and what's not so good. Because, to be honest, there are quacks in both conventional and in both the conventional and the alternative world, and you just have to. You have to be careful because sometimes when you are sick, people do see you as a cash cow. And So you have to go for what has a tried and tested route or something that you know people who have had good results from that particular modality.
Yeah, if they want you to put a tinfoil hat on your head or something, you may want to check into that.
See, there you go.
But what if that works?
If it makes you feel better, you know, while you're doing your conventional treatment, so be it. If you feel happier with your tin hat, if it makes you feel... Because, I mean, when you think about it, your mental state is a very important part of healing.
That is true. That's true. We're talking with C.J. Grace, author of My Wild Ride, How to Thrive After Breast Cancer and Infidelity. How in the world does infidelity fit into your title there? It's because as I'm reading the title and I'm going, breast cancer, whoa, infidelity.
I went through
You
both,
said that happened all at the same time?
I found out about my husband's infidelity and shortly after I got breast cancer for the second time. And I found that I came across a number of women who had that same thing happen. Because, you know, stress causes illness.
Yeah,
and,
that's true.
You know, infidelity is a major cause of stress because of all the, you have marital breakup, which is like a bereavement. You have loss of your home, which is moving out. You have loss of income. You have loss of funds because divorce means you split up all your assets. So it's incredibly stressful to go through infidelity and divorce, and often illness follows. And equally, the other way around, there are studies out there that show that when women are seriously ill, it's much more likely that their male partners will bail than if the men are sick, that the females bail. Women have more of a caregiving gene, maybe. They tend to stay when their men are sick, whereas that's not necessarily the case when the women are seriously ill.
CJ, I'm worried about you. Tell me you're okay. Tell me you're doing good now. Tell me you're fine.
I've gone through it, and I have no regrets because sometimes you need some adversity as a catalyst to make your life better than it was before, and that's really what I found. And that's the moral of my book. It's a comedy self-help memoir with a lot of humor in it, and so the message is you can use it as a catalyst to make your life better. There's no question.
C.J. Grace, I'm glad we hooked up. I love your accent, by the way, but that's just me. My Wild Ride, How to Thrive After Breast Cancer and Infidelity. Thanks for being on this morning on your morning wake up.
Thank you
Good
so
luck
much.
To you. God bless. All right. Your morning wake up, 1320 WILS.